I walk past this statue every day on the way to work. It's right outside a building called the Saratine Center for the Performing Arts, obviously. And it's this big theater building. It's where the music classes are here on campus. And I thought it might be cool to get a picture. So I brought my camera and went and snapped a photo. Now, it might not look like it, but this photo is heavily post-processed. And it actually works out okay. Post-processing, when it's done right, should be like a Thanksgiving turkey, or not a turkey. It should be like the seasoning on a Thanksgiving turkey, in that if you don't really notice it, you've done a good job. Now, you don't just take a turkey and throw it in the oven and call it good. You add seasoning and flavoring to it. But you don't want your guests at Thanksgiving to taste all the seasoning and flavoring. You want them to taste the turkey. But you still have to add all that stuff. So you want to find a way of enhancing, in this case, the photo, enhancing it, but not so much that people notice the enhancements. They should notice the photo or the subject in the photo. In this case, I think I did a pretty good job. The bricks were properly exposed, but the statue was all blown out. The letters in the background were also too dark. So I had to do a lot of burning on the statue, which means you essentially darken the exposure on the statue. And because it was in raw, what you're seeing all these little dark spots on the statue. It's actually a statue of David playing his harp. Those were all gone in the original photo, even though they're there in real life. I had to bring that data back by using a technique called burning. And on other parts of the photo, lightening some areas, darkening some areas. There's a few spots in the brick wall where there were like holes and pockmarks that I eliminated those in Photoshop. All in all, I'm really happy with how this turned out, because even though there was a lot of post-processing, it represents what I actually saw when I took the photo. I think it does a pretty good job of representing reality. I think I might have overdone it on the letters a little bit. Your focus should be on David playing his harp, not on the Saratine Center for the Performing Arts. And those are so bright, they almost look like they were added later on, like in Microsoft Word or something. That's not the case, but that's how I edited it, and I probably should maybe tone it down a little bit. Now, post-processing isn't always good or bad. You can't say just with a blanket statement, yeah, I never post-process, or yeah, I always post-process, and everyone should. It's just a tool. It's another tool in the photographer's arsenal or tool bag or whatever, and it's something that you need to know how to use wisely and appropriately. Maybe you don't post-process anything, and if so, that's fine. But if you do, the trick is to learn how to do it well so that what your viewers notice is the subject in the photo, not all of the edits that you did to it. And I hopefully I did my job correctly on this photo in that regard.